You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And we're here to do part two of the legacy of Mr. Curtis Mayfield right here on A Bowl of Soul.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, giving you part two of the legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And I left you with last week the last song called We're a Winner. And that song, like I said, was before Dr. Martin Luther King was killed in April, on April 4th, 1968. We're a Winner was done in March of 19, was released in March of 1968, and you know, that song spoke to black pride at a high level, very high level. And then in April, Dr. King was killed, and really the country was thrown in chaos after his assassination. And from that, black people didn't know where to turn at that time. You know, a lot of us, you know, we got in the streets Some of us got in the streets. Some of us did other things. But, you know, I think after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, I think for Curtis Mayfield, made his music change, go in another direction. And, you know, he's sung a lot of pop ballads and soulful songs and People Get Ready and Amen and, you know, It's All Right. And, you know, those were the songs that he did from 1961 till about 1967. And then, you know, as soon as the Civil Rights Movement took place and looked like black people were getting ahead, then comes the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I think it was at this point in time, because in that same year, Robert Kennedy was killed 2 months later in Los Angeles. And 1968 was a turbulent year. You know, people talk about 1776 and, you know, the abolition of slavery in 1860, you know, during the Civil War of 1864, 1865. But there was also a turbulent time in the 20th century, and that was 1968, and it made music change as well. I believe music got much harder, dealt with much more harsh realities of growing up, living in the inner urban cities, and Curtis Mayfield's songs in this time period after 1968 reflected that. Of what you just heard, 1970, he had below, we're all going to go. And he spoke about everything. Talk about social issues, political issues, corruption. You know what I'm saying? And this song was a funk song with a psychedelic edge on it. And here on A Bowl of Soul, we're presenting Mr. Curtis Mayfield to you. And also off of this same album, this was entitled called Curtis. He had this song because he still believed, even though Dr. King was assassinated, we still gonna move on up. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications. So hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it. We'll be right back. watch out, we just move on up. We move on up. Move on up.
Giving you some classic soul off of the album called Curtis, Move On Up. You know, this album was number 19 on the U.S. pop chart and number one on the U.S. R&B albums. And the song that you heard before, Don't Worry If There's a Hell Below, We're All Gonna Go, was number 29 on the U.S. pop chart and number 3 on the R&B chart. And Move On Up was number 12 on the U.K. singles chart, and we celebrate Mr. Curtis Mayfield here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, you know, Curtis Mayfield brought the funk. You know, it's a little bit different than how he developed music in the 60s, but it gave him a chance to experiment in the 70s, experiment more with psychedelics, experiment more with funk. And of course, you know, Curtis Mayfield had that serious falsetto, that he took that falsetto range and put it into the funk stratosphere. Right here on A Bowl of Soul from 1971, giving you some funk and telling you, whoo, it's time to get down. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
To the funky, funky, funky groove. Get down, baby. Let the light reflect upon your natural mood. Get down, baby. Your creative mood shall express itself. Get down, baby. After life and desire, there is nothing left. We're all children of the world. A hungry man in search for a hungry girl. The extreme supreme of all cannibals. The most wasted and two-faced of all animals. Get down! Get down! Soul, baby, when you're real, I can feel so much desire. Take my soul, baby, life unfolds from my soul in the same fire. So get down, just get down. The funky, 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 funky.
creative mood shall express itself. Take my soul, baby. After life and desire, there is nothing left. Get down.
Y'all better get down.
Woo!
Giving you some classic soul from Curtis Mayfield. This was off of the 1971 album called Roots. And you know, this was Curtis Mayfield's second studio album. You know, released in October 1971. And he, you know, having received critical praise from a variety a publication, the album is regarded as not just one of Mayfield's best works, but also a classic release of the 70s soul era. Soul sounds heard up to that time. And you know, that album became a commercial success as well as the first album, hitting the number 6 slot on Billboard's top R&B albums chart. And what you just heard, real funky baby, talking about Get Down. You know what I'm saying? This album was the Billboard Top LP, was number 40, and the Billboard Top Soul LP, number 6, baby. Talking about, you know what, you need to get down. Coming up next, now, they said up until this time, because I feel like Curtis Mayfield was on a roll in the 70s. He really was. And he really was putting out some hard-hitting music. I mean, socially, politically, hard-hitting music for this time period, and he came out with this masterpiece soundtrack for Superfly, which is a classic, okay, which is a classic. This album was killer. I would say there was 4 hit singles on this album. On A Bowl of Soul, I present to you Curtis Mayfield doing Freddy's Dead, from off of the Superfly soundtrack from 1972. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
It is dead. That's what I said. Let the man rap a plan, said he'd send him home. But his hope wasn't up, and he should have known. Everybody's misused him, ripped him off and abused him. Another junket plan, pushing dope for the man. A terrible blow, but that's how it goes. A Freddy's on the corner now, if you wanna be a junkie, wow. Remember Freddy's dead. We're all built up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing said, 'cause Freddy's dead.
Now you can't tell me this is not funky. Woo!
cause Fred is dead. Everybody's misused him, ripped him up and abused him. Another junkie plan, pushing dope for the man. Fred is on the corner now. If you wanna be a junkie, why? Remember, Fred is dead.
Giving you some soul, classic soul and funk. This song, Freddy's Dead, this was off of Superfly, which was the third studio album done by Mr. Curtis Mayfield, released in July of 1972. Excuse me, it was during this time that Curtis Mayfield had his own record label called Kurtom Records, and he released his first three albums on this label. And this song, you know, of course, he wrote the soundtrack for the movie. And this is considered a classic. This album is a classic album. And, you know, listen, they said that this album outsold the movie, meaning that it grossed more than outgrossed the film, okay? And again, the song Superfly was an immediate hit, and the sales were boasted by 2 million selling single, which you just heard, Freddy's Dead, which was number 2 R&B on the R&B charts, number 4 pop. And the title track, Superfly, was number 5 R&B and number 8 pop. Superfly is one of the few soundtracks ever to outgross the film it accompanied. And let me tell you, this shot Curtis Mayfield into the stratosphere. I just feel like he was building up to this masterpiece. Talking about Freddy's Dead. Here's another cut off of the Superfly soundtrack, Pusha Man, from 1972. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you. for all junkies to see. Ghetto Prince is my thing. Making love's how I swing. I'm your pusher man. Please, for a generous fee, make your world what you want it to be. Got a woman I love desperately. Wanna give her something better than me. Been told I can't be nothing else. Just a hustler in spite of myself. I know I can make it this life, just don't make it.
The legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield with this killer track, Pusher Man. You know, Superfly was one of the pioneering soul concept albums, along with What's Going On, with its unique socially aware lyrics about poverty and drugs and drug abuse, which made the album stand out. And, you know, as far as the record executives were concerned, they felt that this was a surprise hit. And really, they didn't think that this was going to sell, but it did. And due to the success, Curtis Mayfield was tapped for several film soundtracks over the course of the decade. And, you know, I'm going to leave that for later on in the show. And that was Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield. And coming up, I'm going to leave you with another fly track off of that album. Now, you know, he did a version of Give Me Your Love, which I love. And, you know, Barbara Mason did, oh, she did a real sexy version of that song, Give Me Your Love. But here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play Superfly. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I... You like that master mix, right? Woo. Love y'all.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, but a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a man. Wasn't dumb, but a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets, trying to get over. That's what he's trying to do.
never fly. The aim of his rogue was to move a lot of blow. Ask him his dream, what does it mean? He wouldn't know. Can't be like the rest, it's the most he'll confess. But the time's running out and there's no happiness. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune bye-bye. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
A mixed stew of soul music. I gotta give my hand claps to that, because you know that was a fly soundtrack. Until this day, it still stands the test of time. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Superfly. Oh, and it don't. When you don't know where to go.
Yeah, y'all, it was a future shock, baby. And that was off of the 1973 album Curtis Mayfield had called Back to the World, with this single here, Future Shock. And, you know, this album, Back to the World, peaked at number 16 on the Billboard 200 chart, as well as number one on the top R&B charts as well. And we celebrate Curtis Mayfield right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got a classic, because, you know, like I said, remember what I talked about in last week, that Curtis Mayfield also wrote songs for other artists. And one of the artists that we are going to play that covered his song is Gladys Knight and the Pips, off of the soundtrack. Again, after the success of Superfly, Curtis Mayfield was hired to do other soundtracks, and one of those soundtracks was for the movie that the late, great Miss Diane Carroll, who passed away last year, and James Earl Jones starred in, called Claudine. And he wrote this song here for Gladys Knight and the Pips to throw they funk bone into it, called On and On. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
From 1974, written by Curtis Mayfield for Gladys Knight and the Pips, On and On, which was the film's theme song for Claudine. and it was a number 5 hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Billboard Pop Singles Chart in 1974. And coming up next was another beautiful slow jam song that was written by Curtis Mayfield that I felt like Gladys Knight just gave it such panache and class to it, called The Makings of You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Add a little sugar, honeysuckle of the land. A great big expression of happiness, boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you. It's been a miracle for what you've done. Please stay right by my side. Two can be one, the righteous way to go. Little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none. The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of the words I've tried to recite. They're close but not quite, almost impossible to do, describing the makings of you.
Wow. And do you know, Curtis Mayfield originally sung this himself, and then he gave this to Gladys Knight and the Pips. And this is a B-side, actually, but it just makes me melt. I love that song, The Makings of You. Another single off of this classic album of Claudine, which was produced and written by Curtis Mayfield, was this song, To Be Invisible, which I think is a powerful statement. Curtis did his version first, but I just love the treatment that Gladys Knight and the Pips put on it. Here on A Bowl of Soul, To Be Invisible.
To be invisible will be my claim to fame. A girl with no name, that way I won't have to feel the pain. Indispensable, just a plain old human being. Today don't mean a thing in a world that's so mean. A world that seems not for me. So privately, I'll be invisible. That way out, 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 way out. I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. I won't even have to be here on the scene. It's so ridiculous, but
the strife and the bliss. Go right on through me to have missed all the things that hurt your soul. No one would ever know, they'd never know. Life's so precious late, just don't seem to me as free as they claim freedom to be. Things are going fast. To have found it all in the past, to have to take what you can get, sure can make a heart upset. Inconspicuous, I must behave myself for somebody else who may have a little fame, fortune and wealth. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss will go right on through me to have missed. All the world seems not for me, so privately I'll be invisible. That way I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. Won't even have to be here on the scene. So ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss go right on through me to have missed all the things that hurt your soul. No one would ever know. No, 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 they never know. Life so preciously, just don't seem to me as free as they claim freedom to be. Freedom. Things are going fast. To have found it all in the past, to have to take what you can get, sure can make a heart upset. So I'll be invisible.
Woo! Listen, let me tell you, forgive me for the little skip there, because it feels like I got it on my record player there with the skips there. But, this song, it's so beautiful, To Be Invisible. And that song was written by Curtis Mayfield, the late, great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And, again, that was off of the soundtrack for Claudine. It was like... I feel to me there was like at least 3 hits on that album, on that soundtrack, and he did a great job, and to this day, I don't know, Claudine is like my favorite movie, my favorite soundtrack, you name it, I love it, and we celebrate Mr. Curtis Mayfield right here on A Bowl of Soul, and that was from 1974, and he did another soundtrack with the Staple Singers. Okay, he was on a roll. he was on a roll, in the 70s. He really was on a roll, and he was on fire with the soundtrack. Coming here on A Bowl of Soul, he wrote another single, and this was for the Staple Singers. Okay. Staple Singers, they are a gospel R&B group that goes way back to the 50s. He did this song. He wrote this song for them. Let's Do It Again. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Do it again.
you and me, baby, getting down with the sounds around. Oh, the smell of the morning flower as we pass away the hours. I wanna do it again, do it again, do it, do it. Let's do it in the morning, sweet breeze in the summertime. Feel your sweet face all laid up next to mine. Sweet love in the midnight, good sleep come morning light. No worry about nothing, just getting good, just getting good, just getting good love.
Just a man now, don't you fear? I can love you now, don't you hear? I wanna do it again.
Do it, do it, do it.
I wanna do it again.
Classic soul written by the legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield for the Staple Singers. Let's Do It Again from the soundtrack. Let's Do It Again from 1975. And we definitely celebrate Mr. Curtis Mayfield. And, you know, he had other albums after 1975. He had Give, Get, Take, and Have in 1976. Album Never Say You Can't Survive, Short Eyes. He also did the soundtrack for Short Eyes. Do It All Night, 1978. Heartbeat, the album, 1979. Something to Believe In, 1980. He had The Right Combination with Linda Clifford, who was also on his record label, Kurtom. And you know, Linda Clifford had if They Could See Me Now, and, you know, her classic song, you know, I love Linda Clifford. She had this single, I'm gonna pull it up too. You know, she had this classic single. We all was burning this song that she had back in the days. I think it was 1978. Runaway Love. You're a runaway love. And that thing was hot. That was a hot single there. And that was produced by Curtis Mayfield on the Kurtzheim record label. And, you know, Curtis Mayfield leaves an impeccable legacy. And, you know, he will always be forever solidified in our hearts, you know, as a great songwriter. And, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, his songs stand the test of time. He also had another album, Love is the Place, 1982, Honesty, 1983, We Come in Peace with a Message of Love. Curtis, you always leave it to Curtis Mayfield to still speak on social issues. Take It to the Streets, 1990, The Return of Superfly, the soundtrack, and his last album called New World Order, which was in 1997. And, you know, Curtis Mayfield was still performing, you know, at the time. And then he was injured, you know, he was injured in Brooklyn. He was doing a performance. He did a live performance in Brooklyn, and he, you know, basically that crippled him, you know, that made him crippled. And then later on in 1999, he died from complications of type 2 diabetes, you know. And, you know, I still say that Curtis Mayfield left such a wonderful legacy. Like I said, he was paralyzed from the neck down after lighting equipment fell on him during a live performance at Wingate Field here in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, Brooklyn, on August 13, 1990. But he still was able, despite that, he continued his career as a recording artist and released his final album, like I said, New World Order, in 1996. And he won a Grammy Legend Award in 1994 and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He is a double inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of The Impressions in 1991, and again as a solo artist in 1999. And on December 26, 1999, he died at the age of 57 from type 2 diabetes. And we celebrate the legendary Mr. Curtis Mayfield here on A Bowl of Soul. Curtis Mayfield, he would have been 78 years old. God bless him. But he left such a heavy body of work. And you know, as a musician myself, it's still something that we have to step up to him. You know what I'm saying? We have to step up to his music. And his music still resonates even to this day with the social meaning and the political meanings. So I want to thank you for taking this journey with me of doing part two of celebrating Mr. Curtis Mayfield here on A Bowl of Soul. You can reach me, Professor T Love, at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And some great news, A Bowl of Soul is on Apple Podcasts. So if you want to listen to my podcast, you can go to Apple Podcasts and look for A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, giving you 365 days of soul, baby. 7 days of the week, 24 hours a day. It's A Bowl of Soul. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, as well as on Instagram at PROF Professor T Love, y'all. And make sure you like my Facebook page. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. I love you. I still say it's a brand new year, and we're looking forward to a lot of things that will be taking place in this new year. So God bless you. Stay tuned for A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you go to A Bowl of Soul also on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, where you can also go in the archives and listen to the past shows. And make sure, if you haven't listened to the first part one of Curtis Mayfield, make sure you catch that, because that was awesome in itself right there. And this man has left a great body of work since 1961. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.